This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. We cover the rules and cases that shape how cost segregation works so you understand exactly what makes a study stand up. Today we look at a second section of Chapter 4 from Publication 5653. This time we are focusing on what the IRS says a quality report must contain, 9 elements. Let me walk through each one. A quick distinction first, the guide covers two different things in Chapter 4. One is the quality of the underlying study, the actual engineering work and research. We covered those 13 elements in a separate episode. This episode is about the written report itself, the deliverable you receive. Element 1, a summary or executive letter. This is the front of the report. It gives the examiner and you a quick overview of the property, the total cost, the amount reclassified, and the resulting depreciation benefit. A clear summary makes the whole report easier to navigate. Element 2, a narrative report. This is the main body. It explains the property, the methodology used, and the reasoning behind each significant classification. It is where the story of the study gets told in words, not just numbers. Element 3, a schedule of assets. This is the complete list of every component identified, its class life, and its cost. 5-year assets, 7-year assets, 15-year assets, and what remains in the 39-year or 27.5-year category. Every dollar has a home on this schedule. Element 4, a schedule of direct and indirect costs. Direct costs are things like concrete, steel, electrical wire, and flooring. Indirect costs are fees paid to architects, engineers, and contractors to manage the project. Both need to be shown and allocated properly. Element 5, a schedule of property units and costs. This breaks down the cost by unit or component, showing how many of each type exist and what they cost individually. It supports the engineering takeoff work. Element 6, a description of engineering procedures. The report should explain exactly how the preparer did the work. What did they inspect? What records did they review? What cost databases did they use? This is the methodology section, written out in plain terms. Element 7. Assumptions and limiting conditions. No study is perfect and no report should claim to be. This section says what the preparer assumed, what data was used versus estimated, and what limits apply. It protects the preparer and gives the examiner context. Element 8. Certification. The preparer assigns and certifies the report. They put their professional credentials on the line. This element is what makes a cost segregation report a professional opinion, not just a spreadsheet. Element 9, exhibits, supporting documents, construction drawings, photographs, sample invoices, cost data tables, the evidence that backs up everything in the report. Why does this matter to you? Because Chapter 5 of the same guide tells examiners to compare every report they review against this list. If elements are missing, the study scores is higher risk. If all 9 are present and complete, the examiner has a much harder time finding grounds for a challenge. Our report package includes every element on this list. The executive summary at the front, the narrative explaining our work, the schedules tied back to the purchase price, the engineering methodology, the assumptions, the certification, and the exhibits. That is what a report that meets the IRS's own standard looks like. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how each part of your report connects to this checklist, take a look at the authority library in your study.